This is John Batchelor speaking with the author, Liza Mundy. The Sisterhood, the Secret History of Women at the CIA. We're told the story of Cindy Storer, who, a young analyst at the CIA in Virginia, is given, left, assigned to the Afghanistan desk after the excitement of driving the Soviets out, when very few were interested, almost none were interested in Afghanistan. It was over. Soviets had left. Soviet Union had fallen. And so Cindy Storer on the Afghanistan desk started to notice Arabs who were coming to the country and not leaving. Who were they? Why were they there? What were they up to? This is the story of how the CIA missed it early, and it led to 2001-9/11. Cindy Storer, an analyst, a low-level analyst at the CIA, who identifies what will become a major threat to the existence of the United States' authority overseas. His name is Bin Laden. Here's Liza Mundy to introduce. More of this later tonight.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Cindy Storer is an analyst. So people need to understand that the CIA has spies overseas who collect information, but it has a very important, very large cadre of analysts back at headquarters who take all this information and write classified reports. And it's their job to notify the president of, you know, essentially the next Pearl Harbor, to write persuasive, compelling reports that will tell the president, the national security community, what's about to happen. So Cindy Storer in the early 1990s has been, like many incoming young women, put into a not that important side channel, looking at first looking at aerial imagery and then stuck on the Afghanistan desk at a time when the war in Afghanistan is now over. The Soviets have been pushed out. The Soviet Union collapses. But she's, and nobody wants to hear about Afghanistan anymore. But she starts paying attention to these Arab fighters who had traveled to Afghanistan to fight the Soviet infidel, these jihadists, political Islamists, militant fighters, and they're not now returning to their home countries. They're dispersing all over the world. They're plotting more attacks. They want to prolong jihad. They want to fight America. They want to fight the United States. They want to drive the United States out of the Middle East and fight the American infidel. And she understands that they're communicating and working together. They're an organization, and they are individuals dispersed around the world, and they're being funded by this mysterious financier named Osama bin Laden.